March 15th, 2014, 11:57 a.m. at home in Bradford, and I've just decided to take a little break from playing my South Park Stick of Truth because I was listening to my audio brew timeline, and a post came up from Daylight Gambler, and he was very, very kind and mentioned me as a new member of the community. And recommended to everyone that they listen. That was very nice of you, Phil. Thank you very much. And I will try my best to constantly call you Daylight Gambler instead of Midnight Gambler. I don't understand where that's coming from in my brain, because daylight and midnight are completely opposite concepts. But hey, maybe it could be your dark side. The evil dark side to Phil is the Midnight Gambler. Anyway, I also wanted to just boo right now. This isn't a proper boo. I'll boo about the boring details of my day later on. You can suffer that later on. But Phil asked about me joining this community and when I did it. And actually, I've been on Audio Boo using this name Rog for, I think, about 2 years now, actually. Quite a long time. I initially joined Audio Boo because I was at a BTAL learning conference, and Audio Boo was one of the devices that they mentioned that you could use in school. I've never actually really used Audio Boo for schoolwork, even though I do run a school podcast. But because radio and broadcasting and podcasting is something that I'm interested in, I did have an Audio Boo account, and I did not at all regular boos as experiments for quite a long time. Those boos tended to be, well, you'll be able to see them if you look back on my timeline, they tended to be just random rants, little bits of insight, random thoughts. There was once, I think, a whole month period where I did an audio version of the cartoon from the Metro newspaper, Nemi. But once I spotted it was getting no listens and no one was even giving me any comments or feedback about it, I decided to call that a day. There's only so long you can talk to a wall for. And I think that's why Audio Boo having a community is so great, because you know that the stuff you're saying is getting out there. You know you're not talking to a wall. It's wonderful to be listened to. That's why another service that I was always very passionate about and I volunteered for 2 or 3 years. I haven't since my daughter came along, but an organisation that I'm very fond of, is very close to me, is Samaritans. Samaritans are a charity here in the UK, and they're meant for people who are experiencing feelings of depression or suicidality. But to be honest, their audience is anyone. Anyone can call up the Samaritans. And you can talk. And you can talk to a real human being. And that real human being will actively listen to you. Without advice, without giving advice, without judgment. And actually, as a trained Samaritan volunteer myself, well, former Samaritans volunteer who's had the training that Samaritans go through to actually actively listen without giving advice is very rigorous. Proper listening is a very hard thing to do, to show the person that you're listening to them, but without actually putting your opinions forward or giving any judgment or steering them in any direction, going along any agenda. It's very hard. In fact, for Samaritans, there's only one topic which the Samaritan themselves are allowed to bring up. There's only one direction which they're allowed to steer the conversation in. In fact, it's actually the direction that they must steer the direction in. Every person who calls the Samaritans should get asked if they're feeling suicidal. And it matters, even if you're suicidal or not, it matters to so many people being listened to. And much as I am definitely not feeling that way at all, it's nice to be listened to and nice to listen to other people. Thank you.